The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the last day of the month. Where did July go? I know, and it's an even longer month, isn't it? Anyways, it's the 31st of July, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, hot off the press and breaking news right now. Hey, are you loving your blue microphones? Things are nice, aren't they? Well, get ready to scratch off the blue on the things and put Logitech. Yep, apparently Logitech looked in the bank today and said, have we got $117 million? Somebody said, yeah, sure we do. We're Logitech. Well, let's go buy blue microphones. And that's exactly what they did. And believe it or not, it was an all-cash transaction. Now, those of you not familiar with blue, those are those USB condenser microphones. You might have heard of the Snowball or the Yeti. Well, Snowball and Yeti are heading to Logitech now. Now, blue microphones, those go all the way back to 1995, if you can believe that. And they had a hell of a price range on the things, too. You can get a pretty good microphone for $60, or you can get a really, really good microphone for about $4,000. In a statement, Logitech did say it will make the best to ensure that blue's devices become just as essential as its own products. Alright, hands up. Anybody's pet peeve out there? Anybody that films in portrait mode? Yep, freaking sucks, doesn't it? I get tired of that crap. And you would have thought YouTube would have too. But no, I guess they're going to embrace it now. Yes, YouTube's website now going to support vertical videos. And you won't have the black bars either. In fact, I've been doing a little browsing on YouTube earlier, and it looks like any video will be pretty much formatted for the way it's supposed to be. Portrait shot video? It's going to be shown in full portrait mode. Got a 4x3 video? Well, that's what you're going to see. No black bars. Of course, the traditional 16x9, well, it will remain as is. Now, believe it or not, this update actually rolled out last Friday. Of course, we've been kind of seeing it on iOS and Android already, which would make sense. The YouTube app probably gets more traffic through the app. But now we get to watch that irritating portrait shot video on desktop now, too. Why, YouTube? Why? Got some leaked images on the interwebs today showing the Pixel 3 XL. Looks pretty nice. Got a bigger notch. Now, we did hear of a bigger notch way back in June. Yeah, this thing is pretty big. Basically, take the iPhone notch and double it. Now, the one that leaked onto the web is actually the white model of the 3 XL Pixel. And strangely enough, there's no Google or G logo or anything on the back of it. Some generic looking thing. So maybe take this thing with a pinch of salt. I don't know. Looks like the little emblem could turn into a G, but who the hell knows? What we can tell is the phone, if it is true, is pretty much the same size as the Pixel 2 XL. But the Pixel 3 XL will feature a glass back. Sound familiar? Other than that, that's about it. I'm sure we'll get a few more design tweaks, but we should be seeing this thing sometime in October. Hopefully with a G on the back. I hope. Finally! Oh, MoviePass. You know, a few weeks ago, they had outages. MoviePass kind of said, oh, okay, we're sorry. Just go see your movie and we'll refund you. Just make sure you tell us about it. And, you know, I thought, yeah, that's pretty good customer service. And now they're tweaking things a bit. Probably because they looked in the bank and went, oh, crap, we're overdrawn. Now, this week's fiasco all had to do with Mission Impossible Fallout. Unfortunately, a lot of MoviePassers didn't get to see it. Yes, it appears some viewers could not order tickets for the new Mission Impossible Fallout movie. Now you think, oh, they'll just do what they did last time. Couldn't get the tickets ordered, they'll just reimburse you. Yes, it all seems now that MoviePass will stop offering tickets for big movies because of outages. And yes, you can take this both ways. You won't be able to get a ticket through MoviePass for the new big movie that's out there, and also you probably won't be reimbursed anymore either. I don't think it's going to be too much longer before MoviePass has a forever outage. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Of course, there's britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. That is where you find our podcasts. And there's so many to choose from, you got to check out all of them. They're all great. Plus, our blog's over there in review section for you, too. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our lovely BTN community just chatting it up over there. We'd love for you to come and chat with us. You can find it at British Tech
tech.slack.com.
The new show will be back at you on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a lovely Tuesday. Enjoy the last day of the month. Why not? And thank you so much, as always, for listening.